Chapter 49 Fragile Alliance. Cruiser Monarchia, the Altar. Degat blinked and realized he was aboard the Monarchia. He and several others, those who had survived the attack on the Salamander's vessel, stood dumbfounded within the arcane circle of the largest altar. One amongst them was crouched, head bowed. Kor Galek shook, and for a few moments Degat thought the preacher convulsed in some warp palsy. Then he realized Kor Galek was actually laughing.
"The Crimson King," he hissed. "He has come amongst them."
Degat grabbed him roughly, hauling the preacher to his feet.
"What of it? Why did you send us back?"
The battle anger was slow to fade, and he clenched and unclenched his open hand. The other clung to the still-turning chain blade, growling in irritation at being deprived of its feast. He shut it down, releasing Kor Galek at the same time.
"I had no choice, Degat. If we had stayed, he would have destroyed us."
Degat knew little of Magnus the Red. Few had heard of the Primarch since Prospero. Some believed he was dead.
"And what of our prey? Do we accede it to the Crimson King after all we have pledged and suffered?"
He failed to mention that the escape was timely, given the Drake had him cold with a plasma weapon. Degat felt it in his wounded leg. Kor Galek had noticed the limp, looking down at the wound, but said nothing of it.
"There is more," said Kor Galek, and now he met Degat's gaze. "Barthusa Narek is with them."
"Aboard the ship?"
"He does not seem as he once did, but it was him, I am sure of it."
Degat took a step back, as if readying for some ritual.
"Send me back."
"I cannot."
He advanced on Kor Galek, his hand clenched around the preacher's throat.
"I will have his head, preacher," he snarled. "Send me back."
Kor Galek repeated himself.
"I cannot."
Degat held on a little longer, debating whether or not to snap Kor Galek's neck. The ritual to span him and his warriors across the warp to the Charybdis had weakened the preacher. It was the only reason Kor Galek was being so pliant. He had no other choice.
"You have led us to nothing."
"Not nothing,"
Kor Galek croaked, holding up a tiny sliver of rock. It was a piece of the fulgurite. It could be nothing other. Degat let him go.
"Did you kill him, the Lord of Drakes?"
Kor Galek rubbed his neck, but then shook his head.
"You can't kill what is already dead."
He held up the sliver to the light, which seemed to intensify around it.
"With this fragment, we may be able to achieve something greater."
"What power can an insignificant piece of rock possibly hold?" asked Degat, though he did reach for the fragment.
"It turned Narek to a different purpose,"
Kor Galek replied, and Degat snatched his hand away as if scalded. He turned his back to the preacher, nodding to his men to depart, but be ready for immediate deployment.
"Who is he, then?"
"A legionary in grey, a lost soul. He said the fulgurite showed him truth."
"Lorgar's truth is all I care about," said Degat. "What is his purpose aboard that ship? Has he joined with them?"
"It isn't over, Degat, not yet. Narek shall be yours, and then answers will come. They will flow as blood flows."
The knuckles of Degat's gauntlets cracked as he made two fists.
"I will make him choke on it."
"Hold that truth close, brother, and everything we have just discussed," said Kor Galek,
turning to face the servo skull that had just hovered into the chamber.
"We have guests."
A hololith projected from the skull's mouth, describing the warlike form of Lestigon.
Another failure, Preacher.
The Reaper's shroud must be close for hololithic communication to be possible. It had caught up to the Monarchia, and no doubt had firing solutions prepared for immediate execution.
The only reason your ship is not atoms right now is I need you, Khor Gallic.
Khor Gallic had the good sense to bow. Degat did nothing, but at least faced the Death Guard commander.
We will bring them to heel,
he tried to assure Listaigon.
Their ship is on the brink of dissolution, their crew ravaged and warriors blooded, almost to the point of extinction. Now you are here, we can...
Listaigon raised his gauntleted hand to stop Khor Gallic from talking.
No more promises, no more lies, Preacher. The ship is gone.
Gone? How?
They are in the clutches of the storm. A ship cannot simply...
And yet, the Charybdis shows on no augurs or sensorium I possess. They are gone. I need you to tell me where.
He leaned forwards until his armored face filled the image capture.
But let me be clear. I hold no truck with your kind, you dabblers and demon whisperers. You are a means to an end for me, Khor Gallic. When this is done, you and I shall part ways. Then you would be wise to flee. Run far.